Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our weekly podcast, Today's Word from our weekly sermon. If after listening you have questions or you would like to know more, please contact us at our email address, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com. Otisville is with two L's. Or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. We're looking at John chapter 1, verses 35 to 51, and the topic is Follow Me. The next day, John was there again, and two of his followers were with him. When he saw Jesus walking by, he said, "Here is the Lamb of God." John's two followers heard him, and they went with Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them, he asked, "What do you want?" They answered, "Rabbi, where do you live?" The Hebrew word rabbi means teacher. Jesus replied, "Come and see." It was already about 4 o'clock in the afternoon when they went with him and they saw where he lived, so they stayed on for the rest of the day. One of the two men who had heard John and had gone with Jesus was Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother and tell him, "We have found the Messiah." The Hebrew word Messiah means the same as the Greek word Christ. Andrew brought his brother to Jesus, and when Jesus saw him, he said, "Simon, son of John, you will be called Cephas." This name can be translated as Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. There he met Philip, who was from Bethsaida, the hometown of Andrew and Peter. Jesus said to Philip, "Come with me." Philip then found Nathanael and said, "We found the one that Moses and the prophets wrote about. He is Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael asked, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip answered, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, he said, "Here is a true descendant of our ancestor Israel, and he isn't deceitful." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael said, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God and the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Did you believe me just because I said I saw you under the fig tree? You will see something even greater. I tell you for certain that you will see heaven open and God's angels going up and coming down on the Son of Man." So, have you ever played Follow the Leader or Simon Says? They're both games that get you in the practice of following directions. So if I say, "Simon says, put your hands on your heart," you put them on your heart. "Simon says, put your hands on your knees." "Simon says, put your hands on your wallet." "Put $100 in the offering plate." You know what to do, right? Of course, following a bad leader can be bad, even dangerous. All kinds of groups and individuals have tried to look nice and kind and then asked for scary or bad behavior by their followers. But you know the drill. If someone who looks and sounds nice asks you to do something that's not right, find a trusted adult, a friend, and tell them what has happened. Don't follow a leader who asks for bad behavior. On the other hand, following good leaders like Jesus, the very Son of God, can be an amazing experience. It can be rewarding, a heart and spirit-growing adventure that leads us deeper into our relationship with God and deeper into God's kingdom. Well, as long as you decide to follow the leader. When the youth group has had lock-ins here at the church over the years, they've often played a game in the dark called sardines. One person goes out and hides, and then each person who finds them has to hide with them like a huge can of sardines. What? You don't know what sardines are? Well, they're those little fish in a can all stacked together like a pile of firewood. Be sure to ask the shopper in your family to get you some to try, and if you don't like them, I personally know a guy who does. Just saying. You follow the leader. Listen to what they teach and do what the leader does. So the story goes that John the Baptist, a cousin of Jesus, was baptizing folks in the Jordan River and teaching his own disciples about God's kingdom when they all saw Jesus go by. And John said, "Here is the Lamb of God." I'm not exactly sure what John meant by that description of Jesus, but it seems that two of John's followers were curious enough that they decided to check out this Jesus guy on their own. And I don't know if they were scared or confused or this was just the thing to do, but you know what they asked him? "Where do you live?" Very rarely do people ask me that, but they asked Jesus. I'm not sure exactly why you would want to know that, unless you thought somehow where the person lived made a difference. It's kind of like asking where a person grew up when you hear an accent in their voice, like my Western New York accent. But in this case, I think there was another reason. I think they not only wanted to learn from Jesus, that is, to listen to his teaching, but they wanted to do what Jesus was doing. And what a better way to do that than by hanging out with him, not at church or at the temple, but at his house. And then the coolest thing happened. Jesus said, "Come and see." He just out and out invited them to come to his house and see what he was all about, not just what he was teaching, but what he was doing. He invited them to come and follow him. How amazing, hanging with Jesus. Has any other teacher you can think of ever said to you, "Come follow me? Come to my house and we'll talk math and how to use it in real life," or "How to talk about history and how it affects how you read stories on the internet," or "We'll go to my house and talk Spanish and you can see my art collection from Central America and sit and eat authentic tacos." Imagine how different and how powerful it would be to sit and talk with Jesus like that. And then Andrew went and got his brother Peter and invited him to come and follow Jesus too. And when Jesus went to Lake Galilee and met Philip and invited him to follow, then Philip went and found Nathanael and invited him to follow Jesus too. You see a pattern here? Jesus invites you to come and follow him. And then you invite someone else to come and follow too. Pretty soon, you and all your friends are not only finding out what Jesus is teaching, but since you are all hanging out with him, you're finding out what Jesus does too. And that's what all of us are going to be doing for the next few months as we think about Jesus' call to discipleship together. But more about that next week. The key for today is this: we, you and I, are invited to come and follow. And then we're invited to invite others to come and follow too. Jesus, the Lamb of God. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today. We hope to see you again in the future. Peace.